The Sea-to-Sky Bears U18A1 team has come off to a strong start this season, winning the battle in the Valley Tournament in Kelowna. Head coach Michael Borelli said the team went undefeated 5-0 during the event, which ran from October 28 to 30. Borelli added that 6 of the Bears were recognized among the top 10 scorers for the event. Jackson Kearns took first place. Kieran Rice was tied for second. Dante Glover and Noel Harper tied for sixth. Brady Reed and Charlie McClatchy tied for ninth. To get the team on the winning track, Borelli said that training was key. One aspect of the team's regimen that particularly stood out was strength and conditioning training with local mixed martial artists. Borelli said the athletes enlisted the help of the Sound MMA gym. Under the watch of local fighter Jamie Lynn Horth Wessels, the team underwent a strenuous conditioning program. The hard work has paid off, Borelli said. There's no drop-off when it comes to conditioning, he said. Our guys can play hard for 3 full periods. And we're essentially just playing teams very hard, very physically, and we're just wearing them out. And they just can't deal with that. Borelli added that skills coach's input has also made a big difference. Mac Gray has been sharpening players' craft, while Matt Korchmar has been guiding goaltenders. Everything that we're encompassing as far as the preparation, the effort the boys are putting in the on-ice, the off-ice skills, the off-ice dryland has really helped us early on in the season, Borelli said. He also said it was a pleasure to watch the group bond as a team over the weekend, which was a large part of their success. Building team chemistry was the biggest part of the weekend, Borelli said. Outside of the tournament, the team has finished its placement game and will be moving to Flight 2 for the regular season. The next step, Borelli said, is laying plans now that the team has a better idea of which groups they will be facing. Those are teams that we're going to be playing, coming into the playoffs, so it's going to give us a really good opportunity to assess our opponents, and build plans around teams that we're playing, he said.